We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We have a special guest. He's Dr. Walter E. Williams. He's a professor of economics at George Mason University, and he's coming to town this Friday over at the Scheidegger Center, appearing for the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise. Dr. Williams, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Great to have you on. You are coming to town to talk about whether or not the Constitution is still relevant today. What a great topic.
Yes, and perhaps hopefully kind of get more Americans interested in understanding the Constitution and its limits on government.
Well, and maybe the focus of one of my questions would be, why is it so hard to find judges who understand this deeply, who compare the laws that we're passing these days against the Constitution without trying to rewrite it?
Well, I think that one of the characteristics of human beings in general is a broad contempt for personal liberty and the liberties envisioned by our Constitution, and this is why judges will change the Constitution. They'll hold constitutional conventions in their chambers.
Yes.
And to change the Constitution illegally, and I think that one of the things is that the way the Constitution is written, it makes it very, very difficult to change it. But however, the founders, in their wisdom, they gave us Article 5 as a means to amend the Constitution. But most people, they want to amend the Constitution through means other than the Constitution, than the Article 5 route.
Yeah, very true. We see it all too often. We're talking to Dr. Walter Williams. He's coming to town this Friday. He'll be over at the Scheidegger Center. I'll give you details on that coming up in just a minute. You know, Dr. Williams, we have a problem in St. Louis, as they have in many big cities around the country. Chicago comes to mind most immediately, with crime. We've had 8 children shot not targeted, but as part of just random shootings around the city here this summer. You had an article recently basically saying that criminologists who study crime problems often mislead us with these numbers. Could you discuss that?
Oh, yes, yes. I think that in general, criminologists are leftist liberals. And the reason why I say this is that according to the number of studies, the liberal or Democrat criminologists outnumber the conservative or Republican criminologists on college campuses 30 to 1. That's a very, very significant difference. And they tend to support activities that are not good for handling crime, such as easy sentences for people who are guilty of crimes. And one of the tragic things about crime in general in our country, and particularly those in our big cities like yours in Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, is that the primary victims of the crime are poor people, and poor, predominantly black people. And the average American has no idea of the living conditions of many poor, predominantly black people in these cities. You know, like, for example, how many Americans in middle-class Americans, upper-income Americans, would serve dinner on the floor in their houses so that the kids will not get hit by stray bullets?
Wow.
Or how many would set up a bed inside of a bathtub so that kids can be protected from bullets, or have bars in front of their windows, afraid to go out on the street at night, and the kids go to dangerous, rotten schools? Not many Americans would put up with this, but many liberal academics and politicians they just kind of support it. And just finally, and if you look at the tragedy going on in our cities, they're in the very cities that have been controlled by Democrats for a half century or more. And then also, they're in the very cities where there's predominantly a black political power. So we can't blame this stuff on racism and poverty. We have to blame it on our willingness to accept the level of crime that would not be accepted by most Americans.
It just makes you shake your head when you hear it explained like that. Dr. Williams, looking so forward to you coming to town this Friday. The event starts at about 7 o'clock over at the J. Scheidegger Center, and it's being sponsored, of course, by the Hammond Institute over there. Sir, we appreciate your time today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.